Welcome to the Dauntless Grace Exchange. I'm Megan.
And I'm Deidre. And guess what? It's November 2023.
What?
It's November 2023. And guess what happened in November 2020?
What? I mean, we all, a lot of things happened in November 2020 that we don't want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Let me narrow the scope of this down a little bit. 3 years ago, we started this podcast. 3 years ago.
What? How has it been that long?
I don't know. We were just like, hey, it would be kind of fun to like record our random conversations. Let's talk about Enneagram or something. We didn't even start actually talking about Enneagram, but we just talked
about things. I don't actually think that's how it started. I think you're repainting that a little bit. It started in the summer of 2020 when we wanted to amplify some people of color and their voices that we knew. And you did a video series with them. And I said, that is beautiful for you to do that. I don't ever want to be on a video that we're posting on social media. And eventually you were like, oh no, this is really fun. Do it with me. And I was like, the only way I would do this is if we removed the video component and a podcast was born.
I almost did a baby crying, but I'm the worst with sound effects. So I'm not. I could think of Jess from New Girl. Her mom, Jamie Lee Curtis, does this whole baby crying thing, and it's really wild. And I don't know why I'm talking about that right now. I think I'm distracted by our actual video right now. You have your glasses on, which you never wear, and my hair is put up in a random clip on top, like I'm at a 1983 party.
Like a claw clip.
Yeah, like a claw clip.
It's impressive, actually.
It was a curly day, and it was really windy out. So I'm just distracted by our faces right now.
Should we turn our videos off? Would that make this easier?
No, I'm just thankful that it is a podcast indeed. So
speaking of
years later.
No, hang on. Speaking of, I just want to throw our friend Joanne Bastian under the bus a little bit because I was a guest on her podcast a couple of months ago and I had no idea. She did not tell me ahead of time, nor did I find out after until I went to her podcast page to look. She uploaded a YouTube video of that whole conversation.
Oh.
I was in a freaking launch out t-shirt. I don't know if I had makeup on. I don't know if I had my glasses on. I don't know if my hair was done. I did not know we were being video recorded. And I just want to point that out. No one go look for it. The podcast is much better, but oh my gosh. Warn people next time. Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne, we love you, but you did dirty.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so anyway. The whole point of this one is we just wanted to celebrate a little bit. We are going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite series, some of the things that our guests really love, some of the things we really love. And yeah, just celebrate 3 years.
Woohoo!
The third year anniversary to our baby podcast.
Podcast-diversary. That's what I'm going to name it. Well, this episode after 3 years is 145.
Yes.
And I feel like that's fairly good because I'm thinking if my math is correct, there are 52 weeks in a year, which means we did not skip that many weeks, quite honestly, in 3 years.
Yeah. We really haven't. We've taken usually like two times a year, we've taken like a week or two little mini break, just to kind of reset. We don't do what some podcasts do, which are like seasons. But if we did, we would be starting season 4. Unless the seasons are like semesters in a school, in which case we might be finishing semester 6, but that's still 3 years. So it's fine.
We could call 3 years season 1 and we could start episode 145 as the first episode of season 2.
The one where they did a podcast anniversary. We're going to start by the Friends naming convention in honor of
how our appropriate. Late
Matthew Perry.
My late friend.
Yeah.
So sad.
So speaking of friends, not speaking of friends at all, actually, we've had a lot of really good friends on here as guests. So many good friends and family members as guests. We've had a lot of amazing, like professional guest appearances by authors and IFS experts and counselors and more authors. So that's been really fun. But I want to talk about one that I think is highly overlooked in the 144 episodes preceding this.
Uh-oh.
So you and I decided to go back and do a director's cut. The behind the scenes.
Talk about
what?
This is what I was going to talk about.
You were?
Yeah. So,
Okay.
do you remember when we had that great idea to do a series?
We did a episode, like uno,
Singular.
an episode. And we go back and we do a little director's cut version of episode, really was like episode two. It was kind of our backstory. And I'm just gonna say, I'll throw myself under the bus here. Like, we were gonna do more of those until I realized what an absolute nightmare the editing of that was. And we had one because it was a nightmare. But I enjoyed it. I actually listened to it. I made my husband listen to it. I made one of the girls listen to it. I made one of the other girls listen to it. I laughed every time I listened to it just because the little screech noise would come on and then we would have our commentary about what we had just said. And I'm like, we're such dorks, but it was so fun.
My favorite part about recording that episode was that you would push pause as we were listening to it, make a statement about whatever it was that you had just said. And when you pushed play, we heard 2020 Deidre make the same statement because your commentary didn't actually change in 3 years as you were processing the same things out loud.
It's so true. It's so very true. I wanted to actually give the episode number for that, but for some reason I'm having trouble finding it. And I think it's because
Oh,
the spreadsheet was missing a few weeks here.
talk amongst yourself. I'll find it.
Okay, the other one similar to this that was also one of my personal favorites was.
Wait, it was episode 133, the
Okay,
director's cut.
133 is the director's cut, which is some of our commentary on episode two. That's great. So, in January of 2022, I believe you and I took a little road trip to Dallas. And on the way home, we thought, you know what would be so fun is to actually like do a road trip edition where we record it in the car. That was episode 58, and it's still one of the funniest things to me. I laugh at it. I've literally listened to it several times since then, just every once in a while when I just want to make myself laugh.
The only thing I remember being so funny about that episode was when you alluded to the theory that perhaps we shared a husband.
It wasn't
And it was just in, it was the way that you said it. You're like, we should tell our husband, husbands. And I'm like, thank you for clarifying that we do not, in fact, share one husband.
I feel like, yes, that was like, what is it? What's a typo when you say it out loud?
A Freudian slip?
No, not a Freudian slip. That is not a Freudian slip, but is more of a verbal typo than it was a theory that we share a husband. I just would like to also clarify that for this episode.
No, that's fair. That's totally a fair clarification.
Okay, but episode 58, for real, if you haven't listened to it or even if you haven't in a while, it's super fun. One of my favorites. It's one of the reasons why I love doing this because even if we don't get amazing guests, which we totally do, you and I just have great conversations and we amuse ourselves and in so doing also amuse others. But also we covered some really amazing like information in that.
Yeah, we have really great conversations like about Amish literature. That was one of my favorite episodes. That was early on. I don't even know if I could still find that, but it was.
It was like, so Amish literature, like historical. And you're like, no, Amish. And I was like, right. But like, it happened in the old times. And you're like, no, like currently Amish people. And I was like, oh, right. You wouldn't be able to tell if it was historical or not because they
Well, I
don't.
mean, it was set in the 1990s. They just don't use electronics.
Still don't know. Okay. I got it. I got it.
That was a whole argument. Like you were like, no, I know, historical. Like you were about to throw down over it. You're like, I know what I'm saying.
I'm so sorry. That's ridiculous.
I'm like trying to figure out where that even is. That was so long ago though. This is me just
Okay.
scrolling through Spotify.
One of the things that we do know that a lot of our listeners love, oh, episode 35, you went back that far, and that's when I'm
Yeah.
asking you about how Amish is the same thing as historical.
I'm fairly certain because the title is just for laughs, so I'm assuming that's the one it was in.
I would be worried about offending our Amish brothers and sisters, but I'm guessing they
Oh, stop it.
are. Okay, moving right along. So, what I was going to say was one of our kind of bread and butter around here is Enneagram. So, we tend to have a lot of listeners who enjoy our Enneagram series, Enneagram content, and we have so many of those. But I
Yeah.
was wondering if you had any favorites in some of those series that we've done that were specific to Enneagram.
You know, honestly, I think the Constellation series that we did on Enneagram and IFS, where we actually brought, well, we brought Tammy Sullenberger in to introduce the whole series, and we wrapped up with Enneagram 9, Enneagram teacher Joan Ryan. So to have them book in that series was freaking amazing, because they are so smart and they know so much about Enneagram and IFS. That's the work they're doing. And we got to connect with them, and we get to meet them in just a few weeks in person. And I'm so excited.
Yes,
but then we had
dinner with us when we're in their hometown in December. That's amazing.
So I guess you guys will know the real test of how that dinner goes is if they ever show back up on our podcast.
It's too late. They're in deep now. They've both already been on two episodes. That was their second episode with us, because they've both been on our IFS episode, which I was going to get to in a minute. But yes, Enneagram and Constellation of Parts, really, really great series. That was just the spring of 2023 that we did that.
Oh, really? That soon? Well, I liked it because not only did they book in the series for us, but we had someone come in from each number that shared a really personal, vulnerable example of how Enneagram intersects with IFS, and especially for their life. And I think all of the examples that were brought forth are things that everybody from those numbers can relate to. Like, I know your daughter, Leela, is a 2. That one sticks out in my mind. Our friend Sky, her episode about being a 5. Our friend Marissa about being a 6. Those are the ones that really stick out in my mind, because their examples were like, so like, ugh, everyone who's an Enneagram 6 will probably relate to part of this, or everyone who's a 5 is going to see themselves in this word or this phrasing or this image. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, I thought those were really profound and deep, deep conversations that we got to have. Really cool.
Yeah.
And bringing the IFS component into it, I felt like made it more nuanced and more personal than just if we were speaking about Enneagram. Although we had some really good conversations in our very first episode of our first series, where we talked to Enneagram guests by types. And a lot of those were friends and family that we had on for that. And that was really good, because we still really got to, like, what does this look like for you to connect to the wounding message, or the core longing or core fear? And that was like a full year before we did those in the spring of 2021. So spring of 2021 was our Enneagram series, where we had guests on for each of the 9 types. And then the year later was the Enneagram series, where it was the Constellation of Parts with some of the IFS work. And that was just,
well, so cool. 2 years later, but that's fine.
Yeah, I can do math. 2021 and then 2 years later, 2023.
Well, because the spring in between of the 2022 is when we discovered IFS, and we did a whole just plain IFS series. We didn't pull Enneagram into the conversation a lot, although a little bit we did. We tried to intersect it, but we really were focusing on, hey, look at this new cool thing we found.
Yeah. And so let's talk about that, because that series in the spring of 2022 about IFS was life-changing for you and me. We had some incredible guests that God just opened the doors for you to connect with. And for some unbelievable reason, they said yes to coming on our fledgling little sweet baby podcast.
Twice. They've all been here twice now.
Yes. Dr. Allison Cook, Jenna Riemersma, Tammy Sullenberger, Joan Ryan, like, what?
Yeah, they've all come back a second time. And you guys, we don't pay podcast guests. Like, I don't know if you know how podcasts work, but we don't make money and we don't pay money. Yeah. We do this for fun. And all of these guests are doing this just out of the generosity of their own time and spirit, and just wanting to get this information to more people because they want to see more healing and hope in the world. That's all it is. And it's the fact that they just give us an hour of their time every few months. Like, what?
I know.
And Andy Kolber is coming on next spring. So, I mean, we're just going to have to get a whole nother powerhouse.
Yeah,
it's going to be another powerhouse series we'll have to start.
Very excited. Yeah, the IFS stuff, it was just, it turned the key in my personal life for you, in the way that I even encounter any kind of internal healing that needs to happen for me or myself or any of my family or any of the residents I work with in my job. Like, I don't even know that I could have had the language that I have now before I learned IFS. It's
been so transformative. I think I heard you say this to someone not long ago, that we were on this heal. Maybe you said it to me. We've been on this healing journey for a long time. Obviously, we have known the Enneagram for several years now, started this podcast in the middle of knowing all of that and teaching that. But nothing has been as exponentially transformative as learning IFS in conjunction with all of this.
Like learning Enneagram, put a new set of glasses on, which that awareness is key for a lot of things. But the actual key in the ignition for transformation happened with IFS, I believe. And it has been exponential for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've also done a couple, we've done like two trauma series. One had a little more to do with the way that God uses our stories to intersect others. We talked to some foster parents, adoptive parents, people kind of identifying with the ways that God takes our yes in any place and just kind of blows it up to bless others. And that series had some of our good friends and people we know from the Facebook. And that was kind of
the
like
Facebook,
the summer of 2021. And one of the
I'm like trying to remember any of that.
Well, and but then this late summer of 2023, again, kind of like 2 years later, we did another trauma series. And that was probably one of my favorite, just because of the conversations we were having and how they relate as a sum total of all these things we've been learning. Like when you know these things about people and their parts and the trauma that they've endured, like how then can you interact in the world through so much more compassion and empathy and in ways that really help other people heal? And so I really, really enjoyed the conversations we had in our trauma series. And again, some fantastic guests who are willing to come back and talk with us there. And that, so that was just this summer, 2023, going into the early fall.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I work in, you know, the education industry, and I was at a conference last week where I was talking to principals and superintendents. And when you say, hey, what's your biggest need in schools right now? It's, well, the kids, they're fighting. The kids, they don't come to school. They're not motivated, blah, blah, blah. There's so much need for trauma-informed everything in the world. Trauma-informed teaching, trauma-informed parenting, trauma-informed colleagues, trauma-informed employers. Like, it's ridiculous that the need is this great, and we're only just now on the cusp of learning what that even could look like. So I love that we had that series. I love that we covered all different facets. And, you know, that brings me to probably one of the only stats I'm going to share, but our number one listened to episode of all time for our entire podcast belongs to episode number. Hang on, I'm refreshing my screen.
Like a drum roll, and then we're all waiting, just waiting.
Listen, it's not refreshing. It belongs to episode 137, Trauma and Play with Kelsey Old, the occupational therapist.
Yes.
Her episode has had more downloads by like double than any other episode we've ever dropped in the history of 3 years.
Wow. Way to go, Kelsey. She that was a really fun conversation, and her, just her perspective on parenting because of her occupational therapy that she does. But she doesn't even just do it like every occupational therapist does. Like, she is the play, like, person, you know, play, and how important that was in recovering, and just understanding what children are capable of. That was really good. And that episode is something I wish I had had that information before I even had children, for sure, before I was a teacher, because it was important stuff there. So good.
It is good. And just, she has also is one that has agreed to come back in the spring of 2024. So I think that we can figure out a way to put her and Andy Kolber next to each other, because I already can already see a series in my brain about what that's going to look like.
My sisters-in-law, Cammie and Meg, have both been on a couple. They helped us celebrate our 100th, well, prior to, it was episode 99 when we were celebrating 100 episodes. They both talked to us individually for other things. Cammie was our Enneagram 3 guest in our first series. Meg did another one that was a really highly downloaded one, which was our embodiment work. And she came to talk to us about breathing and using breathing with polyvagal theory to reset our, you know, just bringing our nervous system back down to a level where we can function again and be calm. She taught you and I how to not panic when we think about breathing. So those were really good.
How's that working out for you?
It's better. Somebody taught me today about hula hoop breathing, and they're like, so you breathe in for 10 and then you exhale for 5.
Oh, but no.
They said you breathe in for 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, what? She said, no, I'm sorry. 10 seconds. I was like, yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Even 10 seconds feels like too long to be gasping in air. No, that my chest is getting tight.
Yeah, I know. It gets me a little tight too.
I can barely do the 4 seconds, the box breathing. I liked episode 99, speaking of them, because Meg and Cammie actually turned the tables and they interviewed us about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that was actually really fun because sometimes I like to go and pop on other people's podcasts and be the guest because then I don't have to think of what to say. They just ask me and I answer, and it's so great. And I don't have to think of the next question.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, man. Well, one of the other things I wanted to throw back way all the way to the beginning, one of our first guests that we had on was my sister, Dawn. And as part of that series, we talked to quite a few women who are in ministry. We were really highlighting voices of women who do the work. We talked about prayer. We talked about living out our calling and just the ways that God interrupts our stories. And we finished that series with my mom with a special Christmas episode where she kind of just preached to us a little bit. She's a Christmas birthday baby, so it felt fitting to have her do our Christmas series that first year. So I kind of enjoy those as we speak about people that we know and love. And then we actually, so many other series.
But... Well, we've both had our daughters on. You had all three of yours on several times. I had my daughter on.
We did the heart stance because I've got a 2, a 3, and a 4. So they came on to represent mm-hmm. that. And one of them came on as a 3. One of them came on as a 2 when we did the Constellation of Hearts. You had Jory on just recently when we were talking about social emotional intelligence and social emotional mm-hmm. learning.
From a 9. Yeah. Caitlin Schess. I mean, she's come twice now and she's one of the smartest people I've ever met in not real life. And yeah, she's just been such a voice of sanity and reason for me over the last few years. It's been such an honor to host her on our show too.
Yeah, really good. And just humbled that she would come speak with us. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So many fun titles, 144 previous episodes in 3 years, too many things to even recount, but some of my favorite are still the ones where you and I just talk and we laugh. We had a Galentine's Day episode, February 15th.
Oh my gosh. Year,
where we played a game. What was it? Going Deeper, Friends Edition or something like
that? It was Let's Get Deep. Okay. But I want to say that this game is a game of cards, like conversation starter cards, which is apparently the only games that we know how to buy because we have now 3 different versions of conversation starting games. And you took this one with us when we did a retreat in California with a woman we've never met before. We pass around these cards at dinner to try to get to know each other. And we're like, okay, we're all going to take turns answering the same card. And the first card like flips over and it's like, at what temperature do you keep your thermostat? And the whole table was like 68 degrees. And we were like, wow, we know you so well.
Okay. We took some of those icebreaker ones out. We went straight to the deep and deeper questions.
That was great.
Well, you had a few funny stories. So I appreciated that. That was episode 113, our Galentine's Day one. Yeah, those were good. I don't even remember where we got all that information. We were kind of learning about it from someone and I really can't remember who we referenced, but it was good stuff.
And I think we could even do that differently now that we have IFS language and now that we have even attachment style language. I think so much of our conflict comes from having very different attachment styles and relational energy. And now that we know those things, I think it would have framed that conversation in a way that made a lot of sense for us. But even not knowing it, I think that's the beauty of this podcast. We're just showing up and processing out loud what is happening in the moment. Yeah. And so if we go back and we said, you know what, episodes, whatever, you know, early on, maybe I wouldn't say all of those same things the same way now because I've learned new information and now it's out there in the universe and we can't really take it back. But also I think that's the beauty of this. Like we're learning and processing in real time. And That you don't like that, do you? Being in the process.
I was just going to say, there is one I would like to take back, and that was our attachment style episode. We were really floundering to make sense of it in the way that we were communicating it. And I wish that we could have an expert come on and explain that a little bit better.
I don't think, okay, that's our number three downloaded podcast of all time.
Why? What are people learning about it?
Well, because we weren't saying like, hey, here's a tried and true theory. We were like, hey, we read someone's theory. Let's see if this matches. Let's process through it. Let's talk about this. Where do we see that we agree with this? Where don't we agree with this?
Yeah.
Like the overlap between attachment style and Enneagram. And we're like, yeah, I can see some overlap here. Maybe not here so much. And also maybe it depends on this. And I think it was good because we weren't coming with solution. We were asking the questions.
Yeah.
I would but I think that's what this whole podcast is. It's been 3 years of us saying, here are the questions we're asking in our life, and we're bringing them to the public forum. And sometimes we're going to have experts come on and weigh in, but we're never in 145 episodes presenting an absolute, this is the conclusion we have arrived to and we'll never change our minds. Because if we do that, or if you hear us say that, then that's exactly where we trip and fall and learn new information immediately.
Well, and like you said, this started, we called it the Dauntless Grace Exchange, because when we began it, we were creating a forum for an exchange of ideas and to amplify women of color and their voices. And we've gone into series where we've amplified voices in other spaces too, where we feel like, let's have an exchange about this. Let's learn something new. Let's ask the questions, even to just when it's just the two of us. And so I feel like we're staying true to our purpose and we're doing the thing.
We are. And I think that you can edit this out. I think that over 3 years, we have asked the right questions of where we've been in our lives, but we also hold back sometimes because we aren't sure if some questions in private are meant to be in the public forum all the time. And so at some point, some of those questions are going to start catching up with us, I think. And we are going to start having to be brave and ask some of those questions out loud that maybe we didn't before, and see what new information arises and where those conversations take us. And, you know, you hate to say that we stand firmly behind 100% of every word that's ever come out of our mouths or our guest mouths in 3 years, because like I'm saying, if we're not growing and evolving and changing, this is kind of a pointless journey we're on anyway. So I just want people to hear that. Like, we're asking questions, we're having the conversations. We might think we know something at any point in time, and we are totally open to the Lord showing us new information.
And as we read more, as we have these experts come on, they challenge us. It makes us think, oh, there's something I haven't learned about before. Speaking of that, an expert that we have referenced more than any actual guest, Dr. Brené Brown, she's made an appearance in numerous episodes without ever knowing that she was on our podcast.
So someday, there's our ultimate wish list item.
Ultimate wish list. So I'm throwing it all the way back to the fall when her book Atlas of the Heart came out, and it's all I could talk about, and it's all you could talk about, and we talked about it a lot. Because I was just in that book again today for a little bit, and I love it. But that was part of a bigger series where we also had some other guests on talking about emotions and feelings. And
oh, Becky Castle Miller, we got to get her back. She is writing her dissertation right now on emotions in the New Testament, specifically in the Gospels, and she's amazing. Her insight into that topic, so good.
I actually was looking for her episode number, because I think that was something that was really good. It was in the end of the year of 2021, or right at the beginning of the year. So yeah.
Oh. It is. Yeah, I just saw it. 67? That was a long time ago.
I feel like that was in that still in 2021. So
oh, no. It was right before we got to IFS. Yeah. So Becky Castle Miller, she was kind of bridging, we had a whole thing about Brené Brown and emotions, and then we bridged into IFS work. So she was helping us do that. Episode 67. I am going to put, if I can, all of the episodes that we referenced in the show notes so that you can like really easily click to them. But they're also all on our webpage, dauntlessgrace.org.
Well, thank you, listeners. As we've said a couple of times, dear listeners, for joining us for 3 years. And some of you have been really faithful listeners and followers, and we appreciate it. And I'm just going to put a quick plug in. If you have not subscribed to our podcast or rated and reviewed it, we would love for you to do that. It would be amazing, especially if you can listen and follow and rate and review and subscribe on Spotify. That would be a big help to us as we go into start of our fourth year. Really looking for some growth and expansion here, and your follow, rate, review would really help us out.
And then to just throw one more plug in, also subscribe to our email list, because we talk about podcasts, but we also talk about the retreats that we do all over the country. We would love it if some of you that haven't joined us before would join us. So subscribe to our email list so you can stay up to date with all of the stuff that's coming.
And that wraps up another episode of the Dauntless Grace Exchange. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave a review so other people can find us.
You can follow us on social media to stay connected. We're on Instagram at Dauntless Grace Ministries, and our Facebook page is Dauntless Grace.
For more about the Enneagram, visit our website at dauntlessgrace.org for coaching and training opportunities. And you can follow me at Enneagram Megan on Instagram.
And be sure to check out our website for more information about today's podcast. Plus, you can click the resources tab to find books by all the authors we've spoken to or about. And you can find it at dauntlessgrace.org.